Blog Talk Radio.
while we're doing Facebook, I want you all to know that God is good. Please share this video, please. What I want to talk about tonight is us teaching family, that now that we're older, we should know better. Now that we've been through some things, we should change some things. We should know better. J-Dub, thank you for tuning in. Now that we are walking in a place that God is calling us out of, calling us into, we need to do better. So some of us, I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings because, see, this is what God gave me, and I'm just sharing it with you now. Like I said earlier, if you need this, join in. You know, give me some hearts, give me some thumbs up, let me know that you're with it, okay? But I want to start off with my first scripture. I want to go to this right here. If I want you to go with me to the 2 Thessalonians, the 3rd chapter, verse 10. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. Okay, I'm going to read that again. 2 Thessalonians, forgive me for not pronouncing it right. The 3rd chapter, the 10th verse. I got my notes. I'm going to be looking off for my notes. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither shall he eat. Okay? And I'm starting off with that because, see, sometimes we kind of get it twisted. What I mean by that is we have sons, we have daughters. They make time and room for everything and everybody they want to. Everything gets to seem a little important when you tell them, clean up your room, you know, so you need to wash the dishes, you need to do this, you need to do that. But for some reason, they forever want to play their game. Probably some of you grown men doing it too, still playing games. I'm saying that to say this. When I tell you, if you wash the dishes, I'll cook. Okay? You could call it bartering, you could call it whatever you want. But I don't like cooking in a dirty kitchen because I just don't. I wouldn't talk like that. I was taught to wash the dishes before you cook. I was taught to wash the dishes if need be while you're cooking. I was taught to wash the dishes after you cook. If you don't like washing dishes, then I suggest you eat off paper plates and plastic spoons and drink out of portable cups. Let me take some water on that. Because a lot of times, I know some of y'all got off the line already, it's okay. But a lot of times we have to make sure we keep, I'm going to talk about my son first. Yeah, I'm going to put him out there. We need to keep them focused. Because, see, I thank God my son went to school. He graduated from college. I thank God for that. But sometimes he gets so caught up in his game because, you know, the Xbox Series or the PlayStation 5, whatever, is better than before. But I believe my son looks like a box. And my countertop looked like where this is a PlayStation where I present the stuff. That's my PlayStation, presenting my stuff that I need to cook. My sink looked like a box. I don't need nothing in there. That's my Xbox. Clean it out. Okay? So I said that to say this. This young man tickles me. Like you say, Chris, focus and priorities, yes. When I say something to him, all of a sudden, he gets like a chameleon. I have to close the doors now so I can know when he leaves the room.
Yes,
I do. Because he'd get up along the wall and be like a spider. You know, he'd slide down the wall, you know. And next thing I know, I'm talking to myself. I'm in the room by myself. If the cat ain't in the room with me, he ain't either. And he will go down there, and each time I call him, okay, Ma, I'm playing the game. All right, I done got to the point now. I don't have to hit that, what you call that box? The power box. I'm going to have to turn that off until I can get some stuff done. And I'm saying that to say this. If we mothers don't take time out to teach our kids, our sons, how to cook for themselves, how to wash their clothes in proper order, whites, darks, pastels, and medium, however you want to put it, and teach them the right temperature and stuff to wash them in, we don't teach them how to clean up, they're not going to be self-sufficient. They're going to think it's okay to, hey, Minister Margo, thank you for taking time out, joining in. It's okay to act like this, okay to live like this. They're going to always think they need someone to carry them on. Because, see, I just read to you, it says, don't work, don't eat. So if you don't know how to take care of yourself, you're not going to be able to provide yourself with eating, even if it's you're going to go pay your bills, you're going to go do grocery shopping. Don't get me wrong, he know how to go grocery shopping, he know how to pay his bills. But when it comes time to cleaning up, he's so focused into the game that everything else falls aside. We need to teach our children. Let me read something else to you. We're going to go to Titus, the second chapter. I'm going to start at verse 1, okay? And I'm going to read down. But speak those things which become sound doctrine, okay? That the aged men be sober, give temperate sounds in faith and charity and patience. That's the men speaking, you know, out. The aged woman likewise should be likewise sober, grave tempered. You know, don't be shouting out, going off, snapping, you know, hitting 50 or 60. Sound in faith, charity. That's, you know, I'm adding it to it. But I'm going to go back to it. Say, the aged woman likewise, that they be in behavior as becoming holiness, not false accusers, not given too much wine, teachers of good things. This is what I'm talking about, teaching good things to your sons and daughters, that they may be teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, and to love their children. See right there, the fourth verse. That's Titus 2, and that's the fourth verse. Love your children. Don't love them so much that you make your son somebody else's nightmare. You make your son somebody else's, I should have left you at your mama house. You make your son, well, somebody will call you or tell you or tell someone else. If his mama hadn't have been so busy breastfeeding him, hadn't been so busy catering to his every need, he could have been somebody's good husband. He could have been somebody's good man. If his mama, you need to teach your sons how you want to be treated so they would know how to treat their woman, their wife, when they're dating their girlfriend. You know, if you one of them women that say, I like fighting. Now, I ain't talking to you because I don't like fighting. If I'm fighting you, it's to get that money out your hands so I can go shopping. That's what I'm fighting for. That's it. I'm not fighting for no other reason. I don't like no pumpkin head. I don't like no whips and knots and stuff upside my head. No, I don't like that. I don't like being hit. Well, my daddy used to whoop me when I was a kid. I was like, I don't like it. Even though I got a lot of them, I ain't never like it. So I said, that's the last man gonna spank me. And my daddy was doing it because he was teaching me. See, there's other sides to your teaching. If you have to, you teach your child. You be balanced. If they need to have the rod, don't spare the rod. It won't spoil the child. If my dad had spared the rod, I don't know how I would have turned out. But because he didn't spare the rod, I'm here now to say this is what you need to do. This is how it needs to be. Anyway, it says to love their children. Love your children enough to tell them what they need to do. It says to be discreet, chasing keepers at home, good, obedient to their own husband, that the word of God be not blasphemy. So you have to know how to treat your husband. You let your son see you treat your husband in a way that he would know what type of woman to get, you know. You let him be educated from home. You know, the word of God for your ministry starts at home. So what we need to do is make sure we're ministering right to our sons and daughters. So what I'm saying to you all on tonight, don't let your kid get so caught up in what they're doing that they're not willing to get focused, stay focused, and put things in priority, as First Lady Chris said. Focus and priorities. They are a must. And I'm saying it because, see, I put on Facebook to my son the other day, Mama won't always be here. You know, that's what my mother taught me. She taught me how to do things. Even though when I was young, I didn't want to cook. I love to eat, but I didn't want to cook. But I knew how to cook, but I didn't have to. See, I'm not coming to you all like I dotted every I and crossed every T. I told you all earlier I didn't do that. I didn't dot every I and cross every T. But because there was balance, my daddy did not spare the rod. My mom did make sure I knew how to cook, even though I didn't like to cook. My sisters, they love to cook, but I don't care about cleaning up. I have no problem with cleaning up because I like things to look a certain way. I love for wooden floors to shine, and I love to see furniture polished and stuff like that. I don't mind doing that. See, some people have a problem with cleaning. I don't. I don't have a problem with it. But like I said, I don't like to cook because it never was something that I wanted to do. I'm good at it. Yeah, see my waistline, you could tell I'm good at it. But it was something I didn't like doing. But I'm saying that to say, make sure that when you're teaching your son how to provide for themselves, because, see, one thing I love about my brother George, he once dated this young lady. He don't mind me sharing this because he shares it all the time. And the young lady, I'm not going to put her on blast, though. The young lady called herself holding back. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. Yeah, I know what I'm talking about. And she say, I ain't going to cook. He was like, okay. So she wouldn't cook. He started cooking for herself. When she come in, she trying to figure out where does roast beef come from and potatoes and everything. Every day he has something to eat, and she trying to figure out. And she, who been in my kitchen, who this, who that? He told her, he said, I cook for myself. She didn't believe him. So one day she stayed home. And she say, I'm going to see who coming over here cooking for my man. But then she wanted to play those games. You know, women, you know them games we play sometimes. So she saw him down there in the kitchen cooking. She got upset with him because he was cooking his own food and he was washing his own clothes and he was cleaning up his own house. Now, what she failed to realize, when she met him, he already had that house. He had been living in for years. And she didn't realize he knew how to keep his own. And the best thing about that was he told her, I want a woman. I ain't got to have you. I'm going to eat. I got to fix my own food. I'm going to wash my clothes. I know how to keep my clothes clean. I'm going to clean my house. When we don't teach our sons to be self-sufficient, they would always have to depend on somebody. Because one thing I'm going to tell you, these girls ain't trying to be nobody's mama. That's how I'm going to say it. They don't. Some of them ain't trying to be your woman. They trying to be your girlfriend. Y'all know they want to be there for the minute. It used to be what a guy say, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. Now them girls saying, wham, bam, thank you, Sam. So you gotta look at it. I told you this thing is twisted. So we are in a place and time that we're not even as women teaching our daughters virtue. You know, we know the word of God said be a virtuous woman. We know what the word of God says. But your ministry starts at home. What are you teaching your daughters? What are you teaching them when they see mama? If mama and daughter both are BFFs and mama and daughter both sharing clothes, wearing clothes, hanging out, doing this, something's out of order. Like I said, I'm not trying to hurt nobody's feeling, but I'm just telling what God shared with me. You know, so when I look at some of the things that I see, family, friends, or just out here, I said somewhere along the line, somebody dropped the ball. I remember my oldest brother, Billy, before he passed. That boy not only could cook, clean up, he know how to do his own hair. He used to see my mama do hair, and he learned how to do his own hair. Back then, when I was a kid and when he was a kid, they had the process. He would give himself a perm, and he would trim himself up and cut his own hair, put finger waves in, and oh, my God. He would iron his own clothes where them pants looked like they had a, you could cut cheese or bread with them. He could shine his own shoes, you know. He didn't have to go to the shoe shop to get his shoes shined. And I'm saying all that to say because he was self-sufficient. He knew how to care for himself. Most of the young men nowadays, we have the lack of father in the house. Even if it's not your child, but you know that it's a son out there or a boy out there that needs a leadership, don't hurt the kid. Don't harm the kid. Be a father figure to help teach a kid. Most kids don't know how to use a hammer and a nail together. Outside of when they was in grammar school and they used a plastic hammer and a plastic nails or the plastic screwdriver and screws, a lot of them don't know how to repair. They don't know how to build. My son knows these things, but he's lazy. Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm blasting him out tonight, but it's true. He's lazy about the things I need him to do around the house. But he got a lot of strength and power and energy to do what he wanted to do. I always have, it's one of my many sayings, people got energy to do what they want to do. They'll find a way to do what they want to do. So as mothers, we need to make sure that we are being there for our sons and our daughters. If you go to me with 1 Timothy, let's go to the second chapter. I'm sorry, the third chapter, verse 4. One that ruleth well his own house, having his children in subjection with all gravity. Let's go to the fifth verse. For if a man know not how to rule his own house, how shall he take care of the church of God? And see, the things that you're teaching your kids, you can also teach, it applies with ministry. So if your ministry starts at home, you're teaching them how to do what God has told you to do. Michelle says, old school virtues, a needle and a thread. That's right. A lot of young ladies don't know about needle and thread. By sewing their own stuff up, you know, the loop stitch, the lock stitch, they don't know none about that. They don't know about even just putting a machine, doing a sewing machine, making an outfit. They don't know about sewing by pattern, measurements, gather. They don't know nothing about any of that. Terry says, Super Baby says he's coming to church Sunday and Bible study Tuesday. Yes, that's right. Teach your babies how to honor God. Teach your babies how to love God. Teach your babies how to do things that God has taught them to do because of things. What I mean by that, the things they see you doing, and they see you praising God, they see you worshiping God, they see you doing things in godly way, they see you reading the Bible. When you show your child what God says and what how God says to do it, you are being your first minister that the child sees. A lot of times our kids, they pay attention to the bad things. Yeah, okay, Fruit. They pay a lot of things, pay attention to a lot of the bad things. As Minister Margot say, what about the cooking from scratch? Oh, you're right. They call cooking from scratch biscuits, pulling it out, scratching that cover off so they can pull the paper off and bust the biscuits open. That's what they call scratch. When you when you talk about frying bacon and sausages, they want to get them brown and served, and they already pre-cooked bacon. They know about that, or they know about stuff that you can say, put in the microwave for 5-10 minutes and stir in between. They know about that, but they don't know about picking the greens, washing them 4 or 5 times so they can get clean, picking them off the vine, you know, the strand, picking those greens. They don't know nothing about that. They don't know about cooking. Hey, Cecilia, how you doing? Cecilia Victory. Now, that's a young lady that, she's a young lady, but she has a soul food restaurant. And I mean that young lady know about cooking. You know, the women, we were taught when we were young the way to a man's heart is through his stomach. A man was taught that a woman that keepeth her house is a keeper. Yeah, that's what men were taught. Now, women, it's in the Bible saying the latter days that they're gonna be silly, foolish women that says, I don't care what you do or how you do it, just give me your last name. They don't care who you with. They know you with this one and that one and the other one. They know you got a side piece. They know you got a front piece, a back piece. They know you got a substitute. They know you got a call by. They know you got a roll by. They know you got one that's come by and pick you up. They know you got a fill in, a dip in. They know that you got somebody that they like a walk-in clinic. They know all that, but they don't care because they want to be somebody's woman. They don't care. Somebody's side piece. Somebody's dime. They don't care. Chris say natural and then spiritual growth. That's right. When you have kids, they're paying attention to you. So you got to always be. You got to think back. You remember when we were kids and your mom or grandma would say, don't go over there, don't do this, don't do that, don't touch this, don't touch that. Remember that? And get out of here. You know, like me, I have this bad. If I'm talking to someone and their kids are in the room, I don't too much say nothing. Because I was taught certain conversations ain't for kids because they lead to certain things being said. And not saying they don't know, but it's certain things you don't want your kids to hear or see you talk about or your grandkids. I remember a young man one time told me that he stopped caring about his mom because he overheard them talking, some other people talking, and she was sitting there and they was talking about some things she do and some things she did, and she thought it was so funny, but her bottom line was, I got that money. Or you want to be like Cardi B, I got this money. And he said he realized in his heart then that his mom was a party girl. So he began to see his mom in a whole nother way, and he lost respect for his mother. And I said to him, you don't know what she had to do to raise you all. He wasn't the only child. It was several of them. I said, you don't know what she had to do to raise you all, for one. For two, you shouldn't have been listening. And I said this to say that. I said that to say this, brother. When you think your kids aren't hearing you, they are. When you think your kids don't see you, they are. You know how when you were young, your mama say, don't go out that girl being fast with that boy, because I'm going to know if you've been fast with that boy. And you'd be like you said, Margaret, yes, grown-up conversation, grown folks, you know. And as soon as you went out there and called yourself going to be slick or do something, your parents always knew. It was something about the way you walked, something the way you talked, the way you smelled, the way you start combing your hair and wearing your clothes, they knew. So when you are doing things in front of your kids and they pick up on your trace, they pick up on your tracks. Now, when you find out your child is doing something, before you blame somebody else, point the finger. Do it like this. What have they saw you do? What have you exposed them to? What have you allowed them to hear, witness? Because, see, a lot of times we find our kids doing stuff that we do, but we don't want to accept that our child is acting like us. My son, he went to school, graduated, he did everything he was asked to do. But one thing I didn't do as a little boy, I didn't make him clean up a lot like our parents did. Margo, Chris, even Cecilia, you may know, when we were kids and we got too old to get whoopers, our parents, they would make us get on our knees and scrub and wax the floor. They would make us wash the walls down before it was time to get painted. They would make us wash the borders around the bottom of the wall and the door frame and the window sills as punishment, and then as a life lesson, because this is what they taught us to do. We had curtains up in our house. We had to take our curtains down and wash them, and they made us iron the curtains, iron the tablecloth, iron the pillow slips, iron the sheets. I'm telling you, this is the things our parents taught us to do. I know how to wash whites and make them look like they were white when you first bought them. Now, if I let my son and Stan wash the whites, I'll be like, they used to be white. But anyway, that's another story. But I'm just saying, when you have kids, young adults, that's right, Robbie, yes, ma'am. You know we had to do that growing up. At my house, let me tell you how bad it was at my house. If a young man that came to see us, we couldn't even tell our father his name until he said, who is this? Or you know how the old people talk, who this is, who that boy is. Until he asked. Because when you came to my house, my father did one thing after he looked in your face. He looked down at your feet. If your shoes weren't right, baby, it was like, tell that Ann he got to leave here. Yeah, that's how they talk. Tell that Ann he got to leave here. I don't want to see him over here no more. They can't come see because it's in our household. Oh, Lord, I'm going to tell it. It was all girls. All girls in our household. Yes. The boys was gone. It was all girls. When I was coming up, it was all girls. My daddy walked around with a German Luger, baby. And I wasn't talking. I mean, he cleaned it on a daily basis. In the house, outside the house, break it down, put it back together. he let people see him work with his German Luger so he could let them know, I ain't no joke and I don't play. It ain't coming. That's how I grew up. I'm saying all that to say that we need to really get to the point where we need to understand that we may have to go back and tell our children, I apologize. I need to go over something with you and tell you, I'm sorry. You know, I apologize because I didn't realize what I was doing. I didn't realize what I wasn't doing. You know, and the 13th chapter of the 1 Corinthians, it says in the 11th verse, when I was a child, I spoke as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. And a lot of times we have to go back to our children and say, now that I'm a grown woman, now that I'm a grown man, I'm sorry for not realizing the seriousness of doing what I should have did. You know, we have a lot of men out there that wasn't there for their children, wasn't fathers for their children, but yeah, they fathered other people's children. Brother was fathers for other people's children. You don't know what that means to let a child see you love another child that's not yours, or you make children with another woman, but you forget about that child. No matter what happened out there, whether it was a one-nighter, a stop buyer, or you and that person broke up, that child never asked to come. That child never put in an application. What'd you say, Chris? Break those generational curses. We reap what we sow. That's right. You know, because, see, one thing I do know, the main child that, most likely the main child that you ignore, that's going to be the child you look, going to have to look up to. That's going to be the child that may come and be the one to take care of you. Because the one that you poured everything out to them, for some reason they think they are entitled. They think you were supposed to, you got to, you have to. We're living under a curse with our children that we have the power to break. Because the word says, you know, if you don't work, you don't eat. Don't work don't always mean a 9 to 5. It means around the house. You know, you got to clean up around the house to keep the house, you know, infection free, COVID free, free of roaches, other rodents, whatever. Work around the house on the outside. You have to be a part of keeping the peace and the atmosphere around your house set. You can't bring mess. You can't be messy. You can't bring that into your house and then wonder why everything in the house and everybody in the house is acting a certain way, like they don't understand, they don't have it, they're not getting it. When you kind of like don't get it yourself, how do you teach others to get it? Because see, a lot of times people sit back and want to tell other people how to look, live, and do. Okay, I'm not trying to tell you how to look, live, and do. I'm just sharing some things I went through in life because I was being hard-headed. Not that I wasn't taught. I was taught. Not that I didn't know no better. I knew better. I'm saying that to say, if you have a child, I know if my son sees this, he's going to be like, Mom, why you say that about me? Because I want you to break that thing that you slide out the room and get back to your game when I'm trying to get you to help me do something. You know, so I hate to bring it to open shame, but it is what it is. I'm not going to tell you to do something I ain't willing to do, I'm gonna bring you to open shame. You got time to go to the health club. You got time to hang out with your friends, but you live in this house. If you see things need to be done, I shouldn't have to ask you to do it. And if I do ask you, I shouldn't have to ask you two times or more. One time, and that should be it. Because, see, the deal is this. If I want something, I make a request known. And if I don't get it, I act a certain way. I'm going to do it myself. I'm going to pray about it, and then I'm going to do it myself. Because if I got to do it myself, then I'm going to make sure I eat. Now, I don't know about you, but I'm going to eat. You know, it's one more scripture I wanted to share with you all, Proverbs 13:4. The soul of a sluggard desireth and hateth and hath nothing. I'm sorry, let me start that over. The soul of a sluggard desireth and have nothing, but the soul of a diligent shall be fat. I'm fat. You know how when we was younger and they say, it ain't over till the fat lady sing. I'm fat. Minister Margo says, you were the first person to explain setting the atmosphere to me. And what I'm trying to do is set this atmosphere. Don't start the new year off with old mess. This is the year's ending of 2020. Don't just let us say that 2020 was the year of the pandemic, 2020 was the year of COVID, 2020 was a year of loss. It has been a great year of loss. Just on today, we had a memorial service for one of our family members, that when we look back over her life, we were able to laugh and talk about good times, just talk about her, because one thing about my cousin that passed on that we had a memorial service today for, Cynthia Seabury said, I was 100% in or I was 100% out. Whatever I did it 100%, whether it was good or bad. And what I'm saying to you all, when we decided to become husbands and wives and mothers and fathers, stepmothers, stepfathers, however, whatever the shoe fit, or you just was a person that saw that a young lady needed a mother figure in her life, or a young man needed a father figure in their life, hey, Pastor Levine, thanks for joining in. We need to do it 100%. 100% you're going to be in to teach this young lady or this young man. Women, teach your sons how to respect a woman. You only lay hands, we grown folks, we're going to talk tonight. You only lay hands on it to caress her. You only lay hands on to love her. You only lay hands on her to embrace her. You only lay hands on her if you're leading her and you're protecting her. Do not lay hands on her to harm her. Because, see, if you're doing that to somebody else's daughter, somebody's going to do it to yours. It was said on here earlier, but I'm sure. It was First Lady Chris says, you will reap what you sow. Thanks, Trish, for joining in. You will reap what you sow. If you lay your hands on somebody's sister or daughter, don't get mad when their brother or their father or their mother or sisters come at you. People not playing these days. You need to make sure you're teaching your sons how to be somebody's husband. You're teaching your sons how to get on the altar and get before God and say, God, here I am. Use me, O Lord. Clean me up, God. Teach your sons how to be a man, to put their childish things away. Teach your sons how to be prayer partners. Teach your sons how to be warriors in the body of Christ. Teach your sons how to go into spiritual warfare. When it comes to your daughters, teach your daughters everything ain't about TikTok, fighting over a man. Because if that man is yours, you ain't got to fight over him. If that man is yours, he'll tell it. You don't have to tell it. If you find yourself explaining who you are in somebody's life, young lady, keep it going. Keep it moving. I've lived long enough to say, if you don't appreciate me, you will not tolerate me. And I ain't got to explain nothing to you. If I said something to you once, twice, I ain't got to say nothing the next time. Just say, look up and you gone. Just have more respect about yourself that you're not going to look back on your life later and say, I should have left then. Get before God. Get on the altar and say, God, teach me how to be a virtuous woman. Teach me how to be a mother to my children. And if you are a wife and a mother, teach me how to love my own husband. Teach me how to provide for my house. The wisdom. Those that like wisdom, let them ask. Lord, teach me how to be, as you say, Chris, ladylike. Ladies know your worth. That's right. When you heard from a little, as a little girl, that you were pretty, I know you also heard pretty ain't everything. You know, don't be so pretty you just ugly inside and out. Don't be so pretty that you think everybody wants you. Sometimes everybody do want you. Want you to go on the other side of the room. Want you to go around the corner. Want you to get up out their face. That's what they want you to do. They want you to shut it up. So just know this. Being a parent comes responsibilities, comes obligations. Being a mother, a father, an auntie, uncle, grandmother, sister, brother, comes responsibility. Live your best life before your seed so that they won't bring you to open shame. Live your best life. And if you found yourself where you have lived otherwise, once you go to God and ask God for forgiveness, go to your children and ask them for forgiveness. Don't get so, well, I'm the parent, I'm the old. No. Sometimes you got to go back and mend some things. Some it may not happen. Some may take a long time. Some it may be immediately. That's why I say go to God first and ask God to lead and guide you to do what you need to do, and he'll show you how to go about mending some broken places. Because, like I said, don't make your child, your son, so good of a boyfriend, he don't know how to be somebody else's man. Don't make your daughter so dependent on you that she feels like everybody should treat her like a princess or, you know, y'all know what I'm saying. It's some things we shouldn't have done, some things we need to stop doing, and there's some things we need to start to do as parents. As Minister Margo said, learn how to set your atmosphere. Learn how to set it. Get yourself in a place where you just start praising God around the house. Start worshiping God around the house. Let your kids see a new you. And if you're already doing it, let them see you go to the next level. You know, it's a song that I don't know why this song is in my heart. It's, I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Though trials, they may come on every side. I feel like going on. If you feel like going on telling your son that ain't the woman for you, okay. You feel like telling your daughter that ain't the man for you. We was taught love don't hurt. Sometimes you get disappointed, but Love's not supposed to hurt you, especially physically. It's not supposed to hurt. You all, let's turn our 2020 into 2020 vision and the body of Christ. Let's turn our 2020 into 2020 vision and our family life. Let's the family to the children, sons and daughters, go to your parents and tell them what you need. If you need to tell them you apologize, you're sorry, nothing's wrong with celebrating this last month of the year with love. We do it on Facebook. We send them emojis, say sending hugs and kisses. We send those hearts. We send all that. Let's go back to the old time way. Let's go back to physically communicating with love, with conversations, with telephone calls, where we hear voices. We can't do too much visiting right now, but if we just take time out and do some old-fashioned things. Yes, Margo, that song has been in my heart all day, all week. I put it on Facebook last week. We got to go back to the old time way. God told us in his word, go back to the old time way. This new stuff, it's okay. Don't get me wrong. I like it. I like it. But when it comes to communication, we need to start loving on each other for real, for real. Real quick, I've shared with Apostle Elect, I saw it on Facebook about these real babies you can, real doll-like, look-like babies you can buy. Don't give me no artificial love. Don't give me no make-believe love. Don't give me no doll-like. I want realistic love. I don't want something that look like it's real. I don't want something to look like it's supposed to be. I want you to love me for real. I want you to love me like I love peanut butter and jelly. I love German chocolate cake. Thanks, Charlotte, for joining. I love pork chops and macaroni and cheese. I want you to love me like that. When we sit back and we think of all the do's and the don'ts, we got to remember, we serve a God that says, I will forgive all your sins. All you got to do is just come to him. So before I go, I'll sing that song one more time for Minister Margo and myself and anybody else that need it. I feel like going on. I feel like going on. Though trials, they may come on every side. I feel like going. I feel like going on. Y'all stay before God. Stay before Christ. Stay before the mercy seat. Know that God is God. Know that God is able. There's nothing too hard for him. Nothing too hard for him. So in this day and time, in these last couple of weeks, let's teach our families about what true love is. 2020 is the year double. Get your love back doubly. Love your family faithfully. Receive the love they're trying to give you faithfully. Don't give up. Don't give in. Know one thing. God is God, and God is forever on the altar. Somebody's coming in my house, probably my son. But God is able. God is able. That's him, the one I was just talking about on Facebook Live. So I want to say to you all, Facebook, thank you all for all your comments, your love and support. Thank you all. Next Friday, it's Prophet Antoine Thomas' turn. Please tune in next Friday on Facebook Live and Blog Talk. Sunday is Apostle Elect Cecilia Kaiser, Minister Sheila Kaiser, and Minister Brandon Kaiser. They will be on Blog Talk Sunday morning, 9:30 a.m. Central Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Monday, this is Ooh, the first Monday of the month. It was Dr. Serena Wright. Prophetess Dr. Serena Wright will be here this Monday on Blog Talk and most likely Facebook from 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Please join in. Please give us the time to worship together, praise God together, touch and agree. Let's not take time out. Let's not give God a chance to be God in our life. Okay? Don't forget our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Now, with me saying that, I want to say this to you all. Just because I don't hoop and holler and stuff like that, that doesn't mean I'm not serious about what I'm talking about. I'm serious about what I'm talking about, but what it is that I feel like I'm talking to family. I feel like I'm talking to you, and I don't want to have to holler and scream and get this point across. Because one thing I do know, God is teaching me how to be patient and love people and receive it back. So with that being said, love you all. Sons, put the games away. Daughters, stop playing games. Okay? Good night, everyone. Blog Talk, hold on. Okay, Blog Talk, is there anyone on the line who would like to say something? If not, we're going to end the program.
Look, how are you all?
Okay, we thank you all for tuning in on tonight. So don't forget, Blog Talk, we love you with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it. Amen. Good night.